it's Dan.
Hey, I literally just got off the phone. I'm sorry.
No worries. I had an hour blocked out, so still got a little bit of time.
Cool. Sorry about that. Going? It's a fucking nightmare, to be honest, but what can you do?
Man, just a lot of things up in the air, or business going slow, or what's going on?
In 60 seconds, business volume has greatly increased. The competition in our marketplace is absolutely ruthless. It's also unbelievably saturated. So it is.
Yeah, you told me that last time.
Yeah, it's turned into a zoo on many respects. So our abilities are. If I used to do $1 million, if I ever did $1 million of loans 5 years ago in a month, I would go do backflips and go buy a Ferrari. Not just kidding, but I mean, I'd make an outrageous, but did $1 million of loans last month. Didn't do any backflips. It has become an extremely, like, I'm making literally about half as much per dollar I lend as I used to. It's pretty crazy.
It's tough. I mean, I know you've been kind of cautiously optimistic about the industry, and part of the reason why you're saving so aggressively, too, you know.
It's like someone coming to you, Dan, and saying, hey, look, for every life insurance policy you write, even if you give, put it this way, say you give me a policy that makes me, that costs me less and makes me more money, yet still you make half as less by writing it.
Yeah, I get it. Tough deal. So,
yeah.
Well, are you working more hours, or is it same? I mean, I know you're a workhorse as it is, but.
I'm working, helping putting deals together, but. It's definitely the fear I think people have, or I have, is staying on the right side of deals. The second you I got a call from a customer right now, and you have a clown, a person that's trying to steal my deal to make, what, $300? Because they're desperate. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, hey, this guy's giving you a good deal, the desperation is set in. So it's all about making sure. It's all about confidence. If you can confidently think you're making 8 to 10 grand a month, then your confidence is going to protrude and you're going to do well. But if you think you're going to make less than that, it can really affect what you do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally get it.
So, how are you doing?
Doing good. It's a busy time of the year. You know, summertime kicks into gear, and personally, things are going well, and I've been telling you, my girlfriend's from down there in L.A., so we've had a wedding down there 2 weeks ago, so we were down there, and what's that, Temecula? We were at the, say, at the Pechanga, is that what you call it?
I think so.
I know it's kind of on the way to San Diego. But yeah, no, that was good, and then business is going well. I mean, right now, markets are doing really well, so that's nice, and, you know, just tax planning, that doesn't get any easier for, you know, for folks, so it's busy, it's good.
Gotcha.
I know last time we talked, you mentioned you were going to start eligible for the 401k plan.
Yeah, I'm contributing.
Saving to that. You are? Good. Did you want help picking the investment allocation, or did you just sign up for one of the target date funds? Or
no, I'm kind of picking I'm kind of picking my stocks, honestly. So I kind of enjoy that.
Okay, no worries. If you want to take a look and give you some feedback, let me know. We do that as a service for all our clients. So.
I think once I kind of get my life a little more together, that's definitely going to happen. But right now, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, to be honest. So that's
you have what, 3 rentals now, or
I have 2 rentals. I'm redoing my third one right now. So it's been unoccupied for 5 months, which has not been good. But I'm getting new countertops and doing that. I'm very, very excited about the potential to finally make some money doing that, but it's been a long road to hoe.
Yeah, no, it's all power to you. I had a rental for a second, and I'm just not a big fan of being a landlord personally, and I have much respect for those who can. So there's a reason why I went to school. I'm not good with a hammer and nail.
Well, I don't have that with my properties. One of my properties is turnkey. It's more of a relationship management, which is, hey, here's a reminder, not being a dick, but also not being friendly. Like, hey, here's your reminder to send me your payment on Google Wallet. People get busy, and so people just forget. So you have to be very mindful of, like, you have to be very mindful. The police have been called to my unit for one of my other places. That's not been fun, but such is life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. But they're all there in San Diego, though, right?
No. Area. No, they're spread out. I have one in Long Beach, one in Irvine, and then my two in San Diego, they're not rented yet. One will be rented. So actually, I'm far away from my rental properties. That is the inherent issue.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Cool. Well, I probably don't need to record too much time this afternoon. We'll talk back there. And when was it? I think it was end of April. You said, hey, sitting back from here in July, let's talk about saving more. Yeah, so I don't know if you're in front of the computer screen, but I can email you the document
I am.
That I have in front of me.
I am.
So I sent you the link to connect on GoToMeeting, but basically I just put an annual savings target. Knowing that, you know, and I live in a similar world in terms of obviously running the practice, being variable, you know, income-wise, it's all based on production. And, you know, I get that you are an aggressive saver. You live well within your means. I think last time you said you were living very modestly, which is fantastic. And
I bought a car recently, so that kind of.
What'd you get?
I got a Carrera.
Oh, nice. Good for you. What color?
I got the old one. I got the 997. I got the GTS, though, so it's pretty damn cool. I actually bought it from Washington.
No way.
Yeah, so
from a used car or new or what?
Yeah, dude, I can't afford these cars. These cars are too expensive new. It's crazy insane how much they want. It's like GT silver, which I hate. I just don't love it. But the interior is this like beautiful cocoa brown. I'm really happy with the car.
Oh, nice. Good for you, man. How fast have you gotten it up to?
Everyone asks that. I don't really drive it like super speedy, like I don't want to get, but I love taking the hills. I drive the car because I love the car and I love driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My best friend has one, and this thing handled like a champ, just the way it hugged the road.
Yeah, it's a great car. It's just unfortunate that Porsche has become so, I mean, I drove the base Carrera, and a base Carrera now costs, like, a base Carrera with basic options. We're not talking like a Carrera.
$90,000, right?
If you get like PDK, I drove one that I thought was pretty basic and it was like 100. It's like maybe 85, 90, but like that's bare bones. I mean, that's the problem. And
you don't want that. Yeah, no.
No, that's the thing. Mine, I got a great deal on mine. Mine, it's 65 grand. But brand new, it's 126,000. It's crazy. But the new ones, that new one is 140. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. Brand new, yeah.
I don't understand. It's $2,000 a month. $2,500 a month new.
Well, next time you you look to buy a car, let me know. My girlfriend, who will be my fiance soon.
Oh, congrats.
Her parents own four car dealerships over in the Antelope Valley.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
So anyways, they let me know, and they hook up all our friends and family. Cool. So they'll want to know what you're looking for. They'll buy that at auction and get it for you.
Gotcha. Price. So am I making any money in my plan yet?
Yeah. Let me flip over to your policy here. Your summary right here. So this is a snapshot summary, and you have access to this anytime on northwesternmutual.com. So I don't know if you've logged in yet, but because you have the 401k plan as well, what I would say is log in, and it's a good site. It's very well built out to aggregate all your accounts, meaning you can link your 401k if you have any other accounts out there. So it's just one snapshot, your financial plan website. But your insurance is on there. So yeah, in your cash value right now, there's just a smidge under 11 grand in cash.
Okay.
And you have $600,000 in death benefit. You've been paying the premiums now for a couple of years. This cash value, you're out of the front load component of it to where now it's going to really start cranking away. It's doing exactly what we planned on it doing. Still compounding at 5.5%. Your dividend this last year was just under a grand, and that will continue going up for you too. Let me scroll down here, page. Oops.
Looks like Saul is that's your dad, I think, right?
Saul, he's my brother.
Saul. Oh, your brother. He's the beneficiary, so just always point that out. We can always update that whenever you want. But we started this back in July of 14, so yeah, it's been basically the anniversary was last week.
So it's been 2 years.
Yep.
So I'm just kind of going out of this real quick, so you know you're busy. So I plugged in about $700 times, so I plugged in about 14,000, all right, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
16,000, yep.
So
here's where the projection of the policy is right now.
Okay.
So at the end of this year, you're going to have $17,000 in cash. And so you can see here's your age, and then here's the death benefit, column one. So that will increase. We're not really doing it for death benefit, but it has to be, has to have the life insurance wrapper around this. We started this with a 15-year chassis. So you cannot fund this beyond the 15th year of the policy.
Okay.
So we're going to fund this for 15 years, of which when we shove in that $100,000, we know we're going to be able to sell it for, $1.47. Now, realistically, you're not going to do that partly because you're going to be saving more. You're going to be wanting to stuff more in somewhere else. So we'll have to start up another plan. But either way, this program here, doing nothing else, is going to be compounding for you at $8,000 a year, increasing, tax deferred. When we go to pull this money out, it's going to be tax free. So people in California,
Can you go back real quick?
Absolutely.
Go back. So I'm on year two, right?
Yep.
Two or three?
Two.
I'm on year two. Okay.
You just started year three. You just initiated year three.
So once the year 15 ends, so another, 8,400 times 12, 96,000, then it starts, now it's really, what I'm understanding is it's growing, right? I'm getting like dividends each year, it's growing, correct?
Yep. So column two, which is really column four on this page, that's your dividend. Yep.
Okay.
And then you also are getting a return on your premium as well.
When did the dividends go out for this year? Is it at the end of the year?
It's on the policy anniversary. So okay. Seven.
No. How many dividends have I received thus far?
Two.
Where do I see that? In my login to my computer. Like I'm on your website right now. Like my login where I see like...
Yeah, have you created an account?
Yeah. NorthwestMutual.com, correct.
Yep. So you should be able to... let me see here. So it should be under the policy details.
Oh, last dividend. Okay, I see that. That's cool. When did that come out? So that was when? Oh, 7/9. So that just happened. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm logging into what you see right now.
So now it's actually starting to happen. Like now it's starting to actually make a trajectory.
Yeah, no. So when we start these programs, so let's say, for example, you say, hey, this is good. I see what it's doing. I have capacity to save. I want to do more, right? Here, let me bring up another page here. So this is, when we started this, would be the exact same thing you're doing now. A little bit more contribution just because you're a couple years older now. but you see here in this is the adding another $600,000 of insurance, but really you're designing it for $12,000 a year for 15 years.
Cool.
And out of this $12,000, see here in the year one, you make a contribution for $12,000, of which you have $5,200 in cash. So that is the delta or the cost of the contract.
But I'm not doing $12,000 right now. I'm doing a little more.
No. Yeah. You're doing 10. Yeah. 10. You're, or 8. Excuse me. Yeah.
700 times.
So it's the same thing in terms of these are front-loaded contracts. The reason why you do this is, let me scroll down here. This is your current policy. Where's it at?
Now, are my dividends taxable or no?
No. You receive no attending that. No. It's non-taxable and gross tax deferred. So that's the benefit for people,
But when I take this money out, am I taxed on it?
No.
Okay.
So it's like, let me go back to the savings strategy here. You earn too much to have a Roth IRA bucket here, right?
Yeah.
So we had to cross that out. This is if you make over 127, you don't qualify for the Roth, which is, you get there, hopefully, the sooner the better each year, right? But definitely by June, you're there.
The most you can put
into your 401k, so do you have a monthly amount or percent you're putting in there?
$1,500. But at the end of the year, since we started a little late, I'm going to, pay more at the end of the year.
Perfect. Yeah, I was going to say, you can prorate that now to where, let's say it breaks down to, $1,936 per month. You can try to fix, get it that way. But, yeah, if you're on $1,500 a month, that is perfect. I'll give you the A-plus there because that will put you on pace throughout a normal given year to max it out. So continue doing that. That lowers your adjustable gross income. As these monies grow, your 401k, you do not get a 1099 gross tax deferred, but when we pull the money out, it's all taxed.
Got it.
Ordinary income.
Oh, when we pull the money out, it's taxed?
Yep, your 401k. Yep. So the life insurance right now, you're doing $8,000 a year. You're $700 a month. And that's growing tax deferred, and when we pull out, that's going to be tax free.
Gotcha.
And then you obviously do with the rental real estate. So we're saying, hey, obviously there's not one single saving strategy for you, Ruben, but this is knowing that you're real estate focused. We're saying, hey, in your investment real estate, you're probably paying down some liabilities, doing some remodeling, cabinets, countertops, whatever. So we said, you're probably doing about $3,000 a month there on average.
I don't know,
just estimating. So if we're doing, if you're saving 40 to 50 grand a year, we're saying max out your 401k. We should increase your life insurance contribution to another 12, so you have about 20 going into your life insurance. That would be fantastic. And then you do the 36 or, the excess to either real estate or paying down debt.
Gotcha.
Because what that does to you here, let me go back to what your current policy is. So, again, think of it like this. We're putting in the $700 a month. You get eight grand a year going in for the next 13 years. The reason why you do that is because you're going to be able to pull out 45 grand a year tax-free in retirement.
Okay.
We show you at 75 pulling out the money, and that's strategic because when we run the retirement plan, which I don't know if you remember us looking at those projections and looking at all the different strategies of the retirement projection, but most often you'll pull from your 401k first because your 401k is mostly investments. You're not going to want to have a lot of investments, especially as we continue to save. You're going to become more, at least from my experience, have a higher appreciation for safe and secure. You're not going to like volatility and losing money. So my clients ultimately, and this number probably doesn't surprise you, our goal, our target for you is $5.6 million to create a retirement of what feels like today, 10 grand a month after tax to live.
Got
so
it.
Your goal is 10,000 a month when you're 60, 2044, and I plan on you living a long lifetime. We need to have about $5.6 million in the bank come 2044, which is, again, that's... We are kind of in the same exact position. That's it. That's basically my target as well. So,
okay.
We'll tweak these numbers as like I said, we have so many years.
I'm more excited that I'm getting a dividend. That's really cool. And then this is starting to scale up. That's the biggest thing that I'm taking from it. It's becoming real.
Yeah, exactly. This thing is exponential growth. It's you see here. Column 5, which you really like to see, this is what your cash value is growing by each year. So you see it here, growing, goes up to almost 15, 14, 5 in the high water mark. And then this stops because the IRS won't let you put more money into it. So remember that. So we have, but then it's cranking away at $7,000-$8,000 a year and growing with it's guaranteed to grow, no downside risk. It's not an investment in terms of equity.
I have a question. So if the stock market performs more, I don't get more. It's just straight line. Is that correct?
So what this is based off of is Northwestern's general account. So you're correct because it has nothing to do with the stock market. this is a completely different bucket. The stock, we always say the stock market, we're young, you should have investments, have your equity exposure inside of your 401k. This doesn't create taxes, and this is pulled out tax-free, so this is your safe bucket, not tied to the market. And what this return is generated off of is Northwestern Mutual's dividend rate. Northwestern Mutual is about 200. So think of it like this. If you want to get granular, I can. But Northwestern Mutual is about $250 billion today. They have zero debt, and they're able to invest in things that you and I just can't do. Now, if we look at our investment portfolio, you and I might be something like 80-20 mixture of stocks and bonds. But Northwestern Mutual at $250 billion is really the opposite of that, where it's 80% about fixed income, AAA rated bond issues. Yeah, I'm pulling it up right here. So this pie chart here at the bottom right shows what that what the general.
Can you hear Dan?
Me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Dan. Hello. Dan. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?